I'm with Richard Millward from Bolton University at a seminar about knowledge sharing, and Richard was telling me about a degree he's hoping to develop in which people would gain a qualification from the work that they actually do and the learning that they actually get from their work. You started off, Richard, by saying, well, that's the way that people learn mostly anyway, isn't it? Tell me a bit more.
Well, a very important thing in learning is motivation. You know, what leads you to believe that what you're doing is worth improving and taking action with is, I think, as important as anything you find in a book. So, I think if you focus on work and action and to improve work as being the basis of your learning, you're highly motivated, and that's what has made it a successful approach.
And I think that could be very relevant to the work I'm doing with Big Lottery Fund on how local groups can share the experience that they have. Because a lot of groups learn on the job, as it were. They don't read the manuals. They don't go to the knowledge portal. So if they could have a better framework for capturing, validating to an extent what they learn, would that be a better framework for sharing with other people?
Well, I think what people seek when they mature in their learning and when they begin to understand that their actions are worthwhile, when they share them with others, they need to help others to have a sense that what they've learned is valid and reliable. Those are two key concepts that they need to get across. And that could lead them towards a scholarly approach, finding references elsewhere to work done elsewhere. It could be that they use a scholarly approach in a different sense, or making sure they've got some evidence that can be believed and so on. Now, it's when they get to that stage of maturity that I think a degree doesn't need to then go off into a fantasy land of theories, but could stay with where their work is and bring the theories to their work, bring the scholarly work into their workplace.
It sounds as though it's taking a bit of time to get acceptance for these ideas. Where do you find the enthusiasm and where do you find the barriers?
Well, the enthusiasm comes from what I call a learner-centered desire to educate, which has been with me for many, many years. So I'm pushed forward with this by seeing people being bored in education, by seeing people find education irrelevant to them, and I think, how can I change that? When it comes to barriers, of course, when you talk about work-focused learning, which department teaches it? You know, the university is organized around subject disciplines, typically, and people there that work there, sense of identity surrounds their subject and what they know about that subject. So when they're confronted with a student who is actually focusing on their work, not in the university's offering, it can make it, I think, a challenge. That's a barrier of identity to be toppled.
So we were hearing in the seminar we've been at today about knowledge sharing and collaboration, about how social networking challenges hierarchies and so on. It sounds like it's a similar situation here.
In a sense, I think there is a kind of authority structure and hierarchy around university life, which certainly needs refocus, you know, and needs a rethink. I actually believe that it should be around scholarly capacity and capability rather than subject discipline. I think it should be about how we generate and develop evidence, how we analyse it, and how we report it and communicate it most effectively.
So where can we see what you're doing?
Well, there's a website for it already. I can tell you the URL. It is www... No, it isn't. Start again. I can tell you the URL. It's idible, idibl.bolton.ac.uk.
Thanks very much.